You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is why we should never put celebrities in charge of any... Oh, wait.
The Wire. The government announced its transport budget yesterday, a record $32.9 billion, mostly going towards the campaign promise of roads of national significance. The focus on large highway projects has led the government to pull funding from other areas such as public transport, walking and cycling. I speak to Senior Lecturer of Urban Planning at the University of Auckland, Dr. Timothy Welch, about the government's funding allocation and its potential impact on both congestion and the environment. So, the government announced yesterday its transport funding allocation and budget. There's a large focus on main roads and large highways, the roads of national significance, but there's also a trade-off there of less funding in other areas, such as public transport, walking and cycling. What's the potential impact of this?
Yeah, what we saw with the NLTP was a massive amount of funding going to some highways that will be planned during this period, this three-year period of funding, without a lot of actual building. And that funding is being drawn from things like walking and cycling and public transport. And the result will be a lot more driving, essentially, as we draw down new projects for walking and cycling alternatives to driving. As we spend less on public transport and make it more expensive, inevitably we'll see more people in cars and more traffic.
The announced funding for rail, just $1 billion out of the 30 total announced, won't go towards any new developments, but will instead be for catch-up. Can the government afford not to invest any new money into Aotearoa's rail networks?
You know, no government around the world is spending now or spending less on alternatives to driving. If we look at what other governments are doing, a lot of money is going towards public transport, rail, and walking and cycling as well. So we're definitely taking a much different stance than most of the rest of the world. And it's really something that's short-sighted. So it means we're going to lack investment in critical infrastructure that's already aging and falling behind. We really cannot afford to lower funding in these areas.
Yeah, on walking and cycleways as well, Transport Minister Simeon Brown says he thinks Aucklanders are sick and tired of the amount of money going into cycleways. Is this something that we're seeing reflected, and is this a result maybe of a lack of investment in those areas, or what's going on there?
And the reality is that historically we've invested less than 1% of the transport budget annually in walking and cycling, so we've barely put any money into it. Countries and cities that have put a lot of money into walking and cycling have seen huge increases in the use of that infrastructure and reductions in congestion as a result. So, you know, people's opinion about what kind of infrastructure we want are often just the things that pop up in social media and a few media reports. The reality is the little bit of public a little bit of cycling and walking infrastructure we do have is used quite a bit, and it's paid off in multitudes. So while there may be a few people that are concerned about the infrastructure, we really just don't have that much, and we haven't historically spent very much on it.
You talked a little bit about how the lack of funding for alternatives to driving will push more people into their cars. Given Auckland's current situation with high amounts of congestion and traffic, do you think that problem could worsen over the next 3 years?
Yeah, if we look at the numbers, the new NLTP allocates less than 2% of funding on, let's say, on public transport improvements, so just that tiny amount, and that's not nearly enough to keep up with the demand for travel across our cities. So people are going to be traveling more. We'll likely have more people in our cities over the next few years to a decade, and so if we don't provide alternatives like public transport, walking and cycling, the only alternative is to drive, and that means more congestion and more time spent waiting in traffic behind the wheel.
Yeah, and then also the government cancelled the regional fuel taxes, made it so that councils couldn't introduce those or net from that funding. And at least in Auckland, that funding was supposed to go towards public transport developments there. With those falling behind now with that large shortfall in funding, and then this further lack of funding, could we see, you know, Auckland's transport system struggling maybe at the same amount that it currently is, or even falling behind?
Yeah, we already see the transport system struggling, especially at peak hours or any time there's any kind of adverse weather. The entire system grinds to a halt, and mostly the road system. So if we don't have alternatives to those roads, and that means spending more money on them from things like a fuel tax or a road user charge, then we simply just won't keep up. And the current budget, which allocates money towards fixing potholes mostly, isn't going to do a lot for congestion. It may make a smoother ride for some people, but it's really just throwing dollars in an area that continues to lag behind and relieving congestion for our cities.
Yeah, and then if we were trying to, you know, move away from car driving and trying to reduce congestion, what kind of policies would the government implement? What kind of things should we be funding and looking at there?
Well, one of the troubling things about this new program is that it really buries our head in the sand when it comes to things like climate change and really addressing congestion and road deaths. So the only way to really effectively address these issues that are becoming more critical every year is to invest in public transport and walking and cycling. It's been known for years and years that this is the only alternative, the only way to really address these issues effectively. So if we don't add more funding to those areas, we're going to continue to see the congestion increasing, more road deaths, and worse vehicle emissions over the next decade.
You mentioned climate change there. Could these policies have a significant or tangible environmental impact?
Certainly. What we'll see is if these new highways come to fruition, which is still unlikely that they'll actually happen. We'll spend a lot of money at planning. We don't know if they'll actually ever be built. But if they are built, it's just going to induce more driving, more traffic, and more emissions while taking away from the alternatives that are much lower emission-producing modes. So certainly this would be a budget that would increase our emissions for the next decade or more, locking us into a lot more driving.
That was Dr. Timothy Welch from the University of Auckland speaking to me about the government's transport funding allocation.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.